sound exciting to you?
Hey, welcome back, G&D Nation, to the one, the only, Mystifying Oracle Radio, your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. Demon Hunter!
Ghostman!
What's going on, man?
Oh, I just tell you, I almost fell asleep. You put on such soothing, relaxing music at the beginning of every show.
Were you a Flintstone kid? I think I made out.
Huh? There are phrases in that song I'm not going to repeat.
but I figured... What a great song. What a great band, Demon Hunter. Featured band tonight. It was the second time, guys, they've allowed us to use their music. Circus of Dead Squirrels. Find out more about them, of course. Circus of Dead Squirrels.
Right?
Thanks, guys.
All the squirrels should just be killed and put in a circus.
Yes. COD for life, baby. COD for life. Yeah, man. Welcome back, Mystifying Oracle Radio and all that good stuff. I was Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I was a Flintstone kid.
Huh? I was more of a Boo Berry guy myself.
You were a Boo Berry because the whole ghost. Count Chocula. They brought those back. They were, I seen it on TV. I forget how long ago it was, but they came on with a commercial and said they were bringing it. Might have just been for October. You might want to go check the store. I don't know. Hey, guys.
I've seen them before. I mean, they bring them back every now and then. I don't think they're gone completely. I just don't think they mass produce them the way they used to.
Well, they kept two. It was Count Chocula and...
Frankenberry.
Did they keep Frankenberry?
They kept Frankenberry.
Okay, so Count Chocula and... So you got the Count and you got the Frankenberry. But Boo Berry, there was some other ones, Wolfberry, stuff like that. I think they got rid of them. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think that's what happened.
Is that your idea of, you know, what's going on in the world? That's the whole thing that's going on. They're all taking away our blueberries.
That's it. You know, I thought the end of the world might have come because we haven't been on the air for 2 weeks.
And who, you know, obviously, if we're not on the air, things aren't happening.
Yeah, I don't know what America has done for 2 weeks, guys. We sure did miss you. We apologize, but... week before last, neither one of us could talk. And then
that would have been an interesting show. Both of us talking like this through the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And until you guys get off your butts and vote us number one in the world, which a lot of you already have, but until you get noticed by the right people and send us to XM, we can't afford any better setups than what we have. So
that's right. We can't afford the auto. That would be an interesting show if we did the whole thing with like voice boxes.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, did you see? Speaking of radio shows and coast to coast shows, did you see that Art Bell got back in the ring for a minute?
I saw that.
Yeah, and you guys might know because you got George Norrie Coast to Coast Art Bell show in what I consider us to be number three in the world. And check around, do your research. I'm not that far off. When it comes to paranormal genre shows, guys, you know, we've been doing it 7 years and turned this thing into a television flick. Me and Nathan from the ground up, baby. And I'm very proud of that. But
it's the only thing I've ever built that stayed standing.
That's it. And we're still cooking it out. But Bell came back and he left. This is the rumor. This is what I heard. He left the station that he came back. I don't know. I think it was XM or something because, what was it? What was the reason for this? That he left because they kept messing up the phone calls. His show was a call-in show.
Right.
And they kept charging people to call in or whatever. So he came back for like 2 months and he said, I'm out. I'm not going to do it. He might still be out there. I don't know. I know. Is Norrie still out there? I think he is, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. You know, Norrie, I have the most respect for George in the world. I think he's a great guy. Got a great voice. And, you know, he always says, somewhere out there, from somewhere out there. It's a real great, catchy phrase or whatever.
He did his radio show on television for a while, and I gotta say it was the scariest thing on TV because I had no idea that's what he looked like.
Woo woo. Yeah, sorry George, if you ever want to have us on as a guest,
I just blew that.
My co-host is sorry. Huh?
For the first time, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. Sean apologized for me. instead of the other way around.
Oh, behave.
Yes. So,
tonight, baby.
Yeah, baby. But, you know, George Norrie was back. Art Bell, or George Norrie never went anywhere. And, you know, Art Bell came back. So that was kind of a big thing. Hats off to some of the pioneers like those two guys. And amazing. And, you know, I think America is ready for us, Demon Hunter. I mean, they're not really ready, but they like us, especially what, India? India's big. Big on
Manila. We're huge in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most of them are like 4'5", so.
Right. Well, they're cannibals. They're ready to eat us. I probably should have said that.
We just lost all our ratings in Manila.
We love you guys in Manila. You're awesome. Yeah, but, you know, you got George Norrie out there doing that. How many years has George been on now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. I started listening to George about 9 years ago.
Yeah. I wonder if he talks about us on his show. Probably does, doesn't he?
I doubt it.
I don't know. Okay. Well, we'll stop talking about him. George, you can mention us, and we'll drop you a line here and there. But, yeah, hats off to him, guys. Pioneers in the field. But I believe that it's time to push forward and move on with a whole new style, Demon Hunter. Huh?
Style?
We're sending it out a whole new door, baby. Jack Nicholson playing the Joker in Batman, remember? Best Batman. Do you remember the first Batman?
I saw it like 17 times the summer it came out. I was a total geek.
I was too, man. And you know.
To the Batmobile.
It was the best one. It was the best Batman.
My buddy Ed and I had like borrowed his grandfather's beach house, a house we later leased from him. But we were at the shore. And what did we do with our Friday night? We went to see Batman.
Probably high.
Scotty, beat me up.
No, I was good back then. I was a good kid. But that was back when before the sharks attacked me and I started, you know, staying away from the water. I'd go night surfing, night swimming, you name it.
What, out there in Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey Shore. Hell yeah.
Isn't that where they, no, they did. I was thinking they...
Terror, baby.
I was thinking
the story
they...
that caused the whole... Jaws Revolution was 1918, I think it was 13 Days of Terror with the shark attacks.
Oh, yeah. That was when the kid was in the lake, right?
In the stream. It was a stream that was attached to the ocean. And they're pretty sure a bull shark swam upstream and got him.
Sure, it was a bull shark. They didn't know, right?
They didn't know. They don't know. But bull sharks are the sharks that are most commonly found in rivers and things like that.
I thought it was the townsfolk went out after that kid got killed, and they killed the shark. They beat him to death with a ball bat.
Well, they killed a shark. In fact, what happened was a man was swimming along the beach.
Excuse me, sir. You just stole a quote. You know what you sounded like right there, Dreyfus. They killed a shark, not the shark. Little not Jaws humor, shark. Guy.
I'm not saying it's not the shark. It could be, for all I know. It's a man-eater. It's unusual for these waters. See? But what I'm telling you is the bite radius on the shark.
Mr. Vaughn. You'd like to prove that, wouldn't you? Get your name in the National Geographic.
That's the new show, folks. We're just going to quote movies all night.
We're going to do it. You're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. Well, anyway, guys.
Ad-libbed. We're not doing the drinking game yet, folks. Yeah. The best ad-libbed line in history.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, I'm sure that nobody's in the chat room yet because they like to listen to us on iTunes. We're the only ones that like to listen to us live because, of course, we have to do the show live. But if anybody is in there, guys, or if you're planning on getting in there tonight, drop us a line. Let us know your favorite Jaws saying, Demon Hunter. Let's do it. Favorite Jaws saying, and then email us your address, and I will send you me and Demon Hunter will send you a Black Cat Crossing by Chris Lobus. He sent us a CD a while back, Demon Hunter.
There you go.
Yeah. Black Cat Crossing by Chris Lobus.
I don't know. I honestly think...
CD, audio.
My favorite line, Sean, is I don't have to take any of this working class hero crap.
Yes. I like that one. I like Quint. Quint had the best lines. I think so.
When you know that poem that he starts saying when they're getting on the boat, "Here lies the body of Mary Lee."
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's actually from a tombstone from where the area he grew up in England.
Over in England. Yeah. He died in Ireland.
Mhm.
Yeah, he was a stage guy for a long time before he did that. But he's most known for his work with Jaws. Anyway, Demon Hunter, what is going on? I heard you want to talk about the Who.
Not the Who. Doctor Who.
The Doctor. What about it? What's going
Doctor
on?
Who. Doctor Who. Doctor. Oh, sorry. yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
Oh.
So, of course, I want to talk about Doctor Who because yes. I spent all day yesterday watching Doctor Who.
I heard about it all day, man. Doctor Who.
Nutsack! And remember, well, I was actually on Friday, I watched Adventures in Space and Time or Legend in Space and Time, which was the movie about the creation of Doctor Who. And they went into the fact that Doctor Who actually aired the day after the Kennedy assassination.
Really?
Yep. So everybody was busy watching the news because of the Kennedy assassination, so nobody watched Doctor Who. So they actually had to rebroadcast it the following week, and that's where it got its following. But, so this week, a lot of big 50s there, Sean. 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Doctor Who. Doctor Who, first television show, the BBC ever broadcast that had a female producer.
Nice. Woman's Lib, all that. Burn your bra, ladies.
Yeah, all that fun stuff. Anybody who's a fan of Torchwood, which was a spinoff of Doctor Who, if you look at Torchwood, you'll see it's an anagram for Doctor Who.
Right.
That was actually the name of that they used to put on the film when they'd ship it so that piracy couldn't happen. Like, people wouldn't steal it thinking it was the next Doctor Who episode.
Now, you know, Demon Hunter, I never started, not to interrupt, but actually I did want to interrupt. I never watched Doctor Who until the cat with the curly hair and the scarf. I thought that was the original Doctor Who, but it wasn't, right?
He was the fourth Doctor. That was Tom Baker.
Tom Baker.
He was a good one. The fourth Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things. Anybody who's a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. Yes.
Douglas Adams was a writer for the Doctor Who shows in the 1970s. Maybe that's why it became so popular in the 1970s.
Okay.
The combination of Douglas Adams and Tom Baker. How could you go wrong?
British accents.
Yeah, yeah. I think my first episode was actually the third Doctor. But shortly thereafter, he turned into Tom Baker. And I think I'd have to say I'm a Tom Baker fan.
Yeah.
But Tom Baker, even Tom Baker, you know how I've traveled around studying religions and stuff like that. Tom Baker now reaching his 80s. But when he was 15, he joined a monastery.
What do you do that for, Demon?
Who knows? He just 15 years old. He was...
What a nice guy.
Wonderfully cunning, but he also wanted to, learn a bit more about Catholicism, so he joined a monastery.
If you got nothing else to do. So it was good, then, the 50th anniversary Doctor Who.
Yep.
Do you guys have a big party? Did people dress up like TARDISes or whatever?
Actually, the funny thing is, they simulbroadcast it all over England and a few places in America yesterday in theaters, but tomorrow theaters around the country will actually be showing it in 3D.
Nice. You going?
I'm actually going. Yes, I am going, and I will probably wear my long brown Tom Baker coat and my long Tom Baker scarf that Chrissy P bought me. I'll geek out with everybody else. I got my sonic screwdriver waiting.
You used to play that on the show. I miss those days.
Oh, yeah. I should dig those up and start using them on the show again. It's
Demon Hunter, before we go on. Demon Hunter.
Yes.
G&D Nation. Tonight's guest.
Dun-dun-dun.
I almost forgot that again. Tonight's guest, guys. Tonight we go behind the scenes of America's funeral services and funeral homes to ask the tough questions and to get the real answers of what goes on behind the doors of America's funeral parlors, Demon Hunter.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're joined by Mortuary Timmy. He's a G&D exclusive add-on. This is our first, we're introducing him. We're releasing him into the wild.
I tried to call him earlier, so hopefully we're introducing him.
Yeah, if he's not, we'll just gibber on. But anyway, guys, Mortuary Timmy, he's going to take us in between, behind, in front of, and show us what goes on behind the black door down in the break room. That's the inside story of the funeral home. He's going to show us the inside scoop, guys, embalming, rot, decay, and funeral services, and some good stories. He's going to tell us the inside scoop. I'm so excited. Even though this is a personal one for me.
Sounds like your first marriage, huh?
Yeah, that's still rotting. Decomposed. Anyway, guys, Mortuary Timmy, he's going to be a fixture to the show. Comes off from time to time and gives us some inside scoop of what's going on. But he's going to have some. Who hasn't asked before what goes on? I remember at the what goes on behind the black door. And I say the black door at the funeral home is because at the funeral home we used to go to in town here, it was called Little and Sons Funeral Home, there was a black door. I'm not kidding you. The break room downstairs back in the 80s, people could smoke. They didn't stop you from smoking in a funeral home because that's the time that you want people to smoke, right? They're broke down and everything. So they'd be down there. I mean, there'd be a cloud of smoke, and you'd always have that floral scent to the funeral homes. Guys, if you're listening and you own a funeral home, stop with the floral air fresheners. Just let us smell rot. You know what I mean? It has to be better. You're choking us out here. Between smoke and, I don't know, maybe it was embalming fluid. I don't know. The floral, the scent. But that black door, Demon Hunter, we've talked about this before, that would always be there. And as a child, it kind of traumatized me because I would look at this black door. Everybody be talking around me, eating and stuff, and I'd just stare at this black door, and I'd watch the undertakers go in and out of it. And at one time, I seen half of a coffin back there. So I'm sure that was the prep room. Huh? Who hasn't ever asked himself what's going on behind there, Demon Hunter?
Well, you know, I do remember when I was a kid, I would go to a lot of funerals because I was born late in my parents' life, so their brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, all much older, and went to a lot of funerals as a young kid.
Right.
And I remember going to the funeral hall and walking downstairs.
Yeah.
And there was the sealed room to the, you know, the embalming room.
Yeah.
Across the hall was a laundry room. I thought to myself, there was an apartment upstairs, and I was sitting there thinking, who comes down here to do their laundry in the middle of the night? I mean, it's a, you know, I'm used to, you know, my parents would come home from work late at night, they'd do the laundry, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting there thinking, obviously, laundry gets done at night. Who's coming down next across from the embalming room and doing their laundry in the middle of the night? And God help them. What if they mix up the detergent for the embalming fluid? It's a horrible thought. Horrible thought.
That was best story I'd ever heard. Thank you.
thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank
Gee,
you.
The original story. This is what we do on this show, guys. This is kind
we
of
applaud ourselves again.
We applaud
and again.
Ourselves.
And hey, quick shout out there, Sean. Shout out to my wife, Christy Peterson Schoonover, who got me hooked on NaNoWriMo this year.
And is that a drug? No,
it's a writing competition against yourself. Okay. You have 30 days to write 50,000 words. You're supposed to write a novel in 30 days.
Ooh.
I'm up to word 39,111. And, you know, it's coming up on the end of the month, so I've got to get my last, you know, 10,899 words out. So
right. And on a side note, I would like to thank my father for getting me hooked on Penthouse magazine. Years about out in the garage with the old man's penthouse. Until this day, I'm going strong.
Sean's got a grip like you wouldn't believe.
Like you wouldn't believe. You don't want to shake this hand, baby. Yeah, so anyway.
I don't even want you to touch me with that hand.
Hey, I was wanting to tell you, before when I pulled into the driveway tonight at the studio, I was getting ready to come down, and we recently got an addition to the family here.
You did?
At the studio. We got a cat. Yeah.
Really?
And the cat's name, Demon Hunter, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Sissy, my four-year-old, she named the cat Princess. Well, you know, oh, God, here we go, right? How cliche. So I had to add my spice to it. You tell me where I got this name. The full name of the cat is Princess Miss Kitty Van Tassel. Huh? You liked that, didn't you?
Miss Kitty Van Tassel.
Because of our recent trip to Sleepy Hollow, of course. The Van Tassel.
Of course.
Family. Yeah. Miss Kitty Van Tassel.
My cat's name is Lily, which is short for Cali Kali, which is short for multicolored destroyers, destroyer of worlds.
I like that.
Kali Kali, the multicolored destroyer of worlds.
Let's.
My cat deserves applause. Yes.
Yeah, he does. Cat's awesome. Hoo-ah. Yeah, but Miss Kitty Van Tassel, we welcomed her to the family. And when I was driving in, long story short, I seen the biggest, fattest. I thought it was a possum at first, but it was a calico cat, and his butt on him, it was like Garfield. His cat must weigh like 150 pounds.
Her butt.
Why?
Because calico cats are always female.
Okay, so yeah, it was dark. Maybe it was spotted. This is a tomcat. And this tomcat wants Miss Kitty, right? Because she hasn't been fixed yet. So yeah, so all night long, meow, meow, I hear it outside. So yeah, I tried to, I didn't try to kill it. I'd never do that. I tried to run it off, but he's not
going.
I tried
to run it over. I didn't try to kill it. I just tried to run it over with my car.
I'd never kill an animal, a living animal. But yeah, I couldn't get rid of it. And I think I have a conspiracy theory.
You do?
I think, and I'm not the only one out there because I've seen some talk sites about it. I think that the stray cats in most American neighborhoods are aliens taking over. That's what I think. I think you remember the movie Rats?
I kind of remember it.
And Michael Jackson, I think, was in it as a kid. You know, what was the song, Just the Two of Us? Was it Wilbur or something?
Oh, well, Wilbur, I know which movie you're talking about.
It was a rat.
Yes.
I think the cats are rats of the 2013 year.
So they've just, the aliens have switched from the rats to the cats?
I don't know if it's aliens. You know, I don't want to go that far just yet. I'm not blocking it out, but I definitely think that we have to keep an open mind with this. But I do think the stray cats, you mark my words, in the next 3 years, stray cats could possibly run the government in some way. Persuade.
Get worse.
Yeah. Persuade laws. Lawmaking, huh? That's not too far off.
There you go.
They have to make laws to protect us from the stray. Because, man, they carry cat
Willard.
Scratch.
Willard was the rat.
Willard, yeah. Oh. What'd I say? Wilbur? Isn't that the pig from Charlotte's Web?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, I'm getting old, Demon Hunter. What do you say, man?
Yes, Demon Hunter, what would I say?
What would you say about In the News?
In the News, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time when Sean and I pick out news stories by their titles. Without reading them in advance, we put them together and try and read them. And you drink along. That's right. If we make a mistake, you have a drink. Of course, we recommend that if you're driving, listening to this on a podcast, or planning to drive afterwards, you do not drink and drive. You might spill your drink.
And it starts right now.
And it starts right now.
My God. My God, man.
I don't know anymore. What am I doing here? We're just doing. This is just...
Apparently it's open mic night tonight. We're just doing what we want to do. Anybody out there in the hallway want to jump in studio here? I got my on-air sign in. I thought maybe the cats are out there.
The cats heard you talking about them. They know you're on to them.
I think they are outside the window, actually. I heard a scary noise. I think it's a tomcat going, he is dead. He's a dead man.
We're not letting him out of our sight now. Yeah. He's on to us.
He's on to us. So
in a world where cats rule Sean Burris' life.
In a world where... I can't even say it. I could probably say it, but I don't want to. In a world where, you know what I'm trying to say, rules, one man stands above the rest.
Because no one will stand around him.
Go ahead, Demon Hunter, you got the first story here, right?
Mutant rats have invaded Britain.
Oh. Hey, it was close to my story. I didn't even know it.
There you go. Mutant rats have invaded Britain Parliament. Sure. Experts blame evolution.
Oh.
The British government is reportedly spending, let me find this whole story here so I don't stop in the middle of it.
Yeah, don't stop there.
Don't drink on that one, folks. I deserve one. It's my mulligan. Right,
drink
there.
Anyway.
British government is reportedly spending the equivalent of more than $11,000 a month fighting, okay, you can have a drink, mutant rats that have infested Parliament. According to the Daily Star, pest control experts at the House of Commerce spent £7,000, about $11,216, dealing with poison resistant, ergo mutant rodents in a single month.
that bill represents an increase of 15% from just 2 years ago. That's not all. The rats are apparently spreading across the UK.
Okay.
International Business Times reports that the mutants look like normal rats, but eat poison pellets intended to kill them like it's rat feed.
Well, wait a second. What kind of, does it say what kind of rats? Because there's different types. There's domestic, there's...
Well, I'm sure that since they're saying they look like normal rats, I'm assuming that they are the browns.
Browns? I thought rats were pretty much gray.
Well, they're referred to as...
I don't know, Nathan.
What are you? You're going to ruin my story right now?
Well, I'm just saying, let's get it, you know.
You want me to, like... I'm reading the story. I don't know what kind of... Norwegian brown. How's that?
People need to know, yeah.
Norwegian brown, okay? Is that good enough for you?
I wonder what they
normal
look like.
Rats are being killed off by poison. Oh. So these rat species are then taking their place.
Yeah.
It's only natural that their numbers are expanding. Okay. British Pest Control Associates spokesman Richard Mosley told the Metro. I like British names of papers.
It is.
Ain't evolution a rat bastard, he says.
Ah!
Since poison doesn't work on these so-called super rats, officials are turning to more traditional methods of pest control.
Yeah.
Government officials brought in a team of cats to keep the mice office and rats, I guess,
right,
in the White Hall.
The White Hall?
Oh, keep the mice from the offices of White Hall. Have a drink, folks.
Right.
The Daily Star reported aside from hunting the rodents and terrifying not just the rats, the stink of cat pee might help the keep the problem at bay. So the cats are pretty.
Punch you in the mouth.
Are they going to pay for it?
I know. That is, unless the rats contract... Wait, unless the rats contract...
They're going to hire contract rats? That's a great story.
Yeah, I guess. Unless they contract something here, I'm not even going to try. Toxoplasma gondii?
Gonorrhea. Right.
No, not gonorrhea. Gondii, I guess.
Belgrade.
And storm the government in a saxed-up riot of awful. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Well,
that, you know what? That makes no sense, and I apologize, folks. Have a drink. Britain isn't the only nation struggling with the mutant rats.
Yeah.
Early this year, the Iranian government, also frustrated by the nation's growing problem with pests, reportedly deployed. Have a drink. Special teams of army snipers to hunt down the vermin with rifles and infrared scopes.
Oh, wow.
However, based on the size of the Iranian rats, some of which are reportedly weighed more than 11 pounds. 11-pound rat. Maybe see a rat outside your house.
It might have been.
Firearms might provide a better option than the feline countermeasures.
Oh, wow.
And then they've, of course, got a picture of, like, the world's biggest cat here. I think he's, like, 35 pounds or something.
They're going to put him out there.
They're going to... Of course, he just sits there like the Godfather and says, like, bring me a rat.
Yeah. That's for you getting through that story.
That's why... We told you, folks, we don't read them beforehand.
We don't read them for your... It makes it funner for these people. Hey, I got one for you, Demon Hunter.
Okay.
All right, you ready for this?
Okay.
Imagine you would be. You're saying okay. Mary Pinchot Meyer, JFK mistress, assassinated by CIA, a new book says, Demon Hunter. Comes out of the Huffington Post or Press or whatever. Thanks,
of course,
guys. Yeah. Washington, guys. Conspiracy theorists who question President...
Was a drumbeat.
Who questioned President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
What was that? That's awesome.
I was trying to open a news story and
oh man, I thought you was playing a funny thing.
On it.
That's terrible. This comes out of Washington, guys. Conspiracy theorists who question President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963 have, over the years, become obsessed with another murder, Demon Hunter.
Dun, dun, dun.
On October 12, 1964, socialite and artist Mary Pinchot Meyer, a longtime Kennedy mistress, was shot. He was a busy man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Kennedy mistress was shot execution style in broad daylight while walking along the Georgetown Canal towpath. Huh? Within hours, police charged day laborer Ray Crump Jr. with the murder. They never found the gun. However, and a jury acquitted Crump after an eyewitness described the killer as much bigger than the diminutive defendant. I might have got that right? Diminutive? Mm-hmm. Diminutive.
That sounds pretty close.
Diminutive defendant. In the ensuing years, the case has become one of Washington's most infamous unresolved murder cases. In his new book, Mary Mosaic, The CIA Conspiracy to Murder John F. Kennedy, Mary Pinchot Meyer, and Their Vision of the World Peace, author Peter Janey lays out a complex web of high society and high crimes that implicate some of the nation's most respected intelligence agents. Demon Hunter. Yeah. Journalists and government officials in what Janey contends was a massive cover-up spanning three decades. At the center is a shadowy, all-too-familiar villain, the Central Intelligence Agency of the early 1960s. Huh?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Meyer was born in a wealthy Pennsylvania 1920 farm. And, of course, she started having sex with the president. And it all went downhill from there. Yeah.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah. So, once again, there's a new conspiracy, no doubt brought upon by the 50-year assassination. Do you even call it an anniversary? You wouldn't call it an anniversary, would you? It's not like it's a celebration.
It's an anniversary, sure.
Wow.
Why wouldn't it be an anniversary?
Well, it could be an anniversary. It was sad. You know, JFK was a cool dude. But the one thing I didn't understand, the nation loved JFK. And this man must have had 1,000 mistresses. Old Bill Clinton gets a hand job from one lady, and
it was more than that.
Well, still,
the
you
comments
don't.
Comments of Sean Burris.
You don't think JFK?
The Sean Burris.
You don't think JFK? I wish we still had that.
Comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghost Band and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
I still wish we still had that. I did not have sexual.
that thing we used to have at the opening?
It's hard being a president. People should thank that woman. She should be in Congress.
Apparently, it was hard being the president.
Yeah.
Oh! Africanized bees kill pit bull and injure another in a Florida neighborhood, John.
Uh-oh. No way, man.
A huge swarm of Africanized bees flew out of the attic of a Florida home and stung a pit bull to death, police said.
Right.
This comes from U.S. News on NBCNews.com from November 9th. Although another pit bull was left in critical condition, NBC station WFLA of Petersburg reported.
Oh my God.
Just to be sure I got that right. The incident occurred on Thursday morning when the two dogs started barking outside the home.
Okay.
Bee experts said nearly 100,000 killer bees were in the attic.
Well, that would kill anybody. What's African bees hanging out in an attic anyway?
Chilling. A man who cared for the two strays told WFLA that the bees were crawling all over them. The one named Boss was killed. The other was stung more than 100 times.
Yeah.
Africanized bees are hybrids of African honeybees and Western honeybee species. The homeowner told WFLA that they didn't know the bees were there. I wouldn't put the community in danger like that. I wouldn't, the homeowner, Charlie Burns, said in a WFLA video interview.
But they don't go in their attic?
I guess not. Wait, I had bats in my attic for years and didn't know it.
Well, you got bats in your belfry, that's for sure, my friend.
Africanized bees, man, making their way north.
Thank you, Jen.
Or in this case, east.
You scared the Clampets, man. Demon Hunter, I got a good one here. I like this.
Go ahead. And, I dare you.
Huh? You want me to do this?
I dare you.
Well, let's see if I got the right one here. Okay. Seattle attorney, Demon Hunter, Andrew Bisego, Bisego, claims U.S. sent him on time travel. Huh?
Ooh, yeah. I was actually just clicking on that one myself. Go ahead.
Hey, this is mine. This is mine, my friend. Of course, I think this comes out of the weird news from the Huffington Post. The Huff Post.
The Huff Post.
It says, Demon Hunter, a lot of people, G&D Nation, get ready for this, a lot of people have a hard time trusting lawyers as it is. But what about one who claims he was part of a secret government time travel program when he was a kid? What about that?
I'd say, you know, of course when he was a child, the government put him into a secret government program where he got the time travel.
I'll do time travel. I mean, yeah, why put an adult that's been educated and knows, you know, kind of things to look for? Send a kid. Since 2004, Seattle attorney Andrew Bisego, drink up anyway, guys, has been publicly claiming that from the time he was 7 to when he was 12, he participated in Project Pegasus. Well, I've heard this name before, Demon Hunter. It's a secret U.S. government program that he says worked on teleportation and time travel under the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Whew! All right, ready for this? They train children along with adults. So apparently they've got more out there. So they
They figured they'd start training the kids now.
Yeah, they trained the kids with the adults so they could test the mental and physical effects of time travel on the children. Bisego told the Huffington Post that children had an advantage over adults in terms of adapting to the strains of moving between past, present, and future. Skeptical? That's a question.
Yes.
Skeptical? You're not alone, huh? Hong Kong physicist Xuewang Du, drink up, guys, issued a paper last year saying time travel is impossible because nothing moves faster than the speed of light. Huh? The Los Angeles Times reported that quote. Nevertheless, Bisego claims gets support from Alfred Weber, a lawyer specializing in expolitics. Oh, it's kind of like exploitations, but expolitics. Exopolitics. Yes. Exopolitics. Or the political implications surrounding an extraterrestrial presence on Earth. Weber said teleportation and time travel had been around for 40 years but are hoarded by the Defense Department instead of being used to transfer goods and services far away distances. It's an inexpensive, environmentally friendly means of transportation, Weber told the Huffington Post. The Defense Department has had it for 40 years, Demon Hunter. And the former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld used it to transport troops to battle. Yeah. Bisego said he experienced 8 different time travel technologies during his stint in the program. Mostly, he said, his travel involved a teleporter based on technical papers supposedly found in pioneering mechanical engineer Nikola Tesla's New York City apartment after his death on January 1943. Huh?
My God, I'd like to ask him. Makes sense.
It does. The machine consisted of 2 gray eyes. He goes on to talk about Tesla's machine, of course. But I had been dressed in period clothing. Oh, hold on here. Bisego claimed, this is what caught my eye, Demon Hunter. Bisego claimed he can be seen in a photograph, Demon Hunter, of Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg in 1863, which he said he visited in 1972 via a plasma confinement chamber located in East Hanover, New Jersey. It's out your way. I had been dressed in period clothing as a Union bugle boy, he said. I attracted so much attention at the Lincoln speech site at Gettysburg wearing oversized men's street shoes that I left the area around the dais and walked about 100 paces over to where I was photographed in the Josephine Cog image of Lincoln at Gettysburg. And it's got a little picture here.
Because the government has the money to send somebody through time, but not to buy him the right size shoes.
And it says they also put him at the Ford's Theater the night Lincoln's assassination. Huh? He went in there on 5 or 6 occasions. He did not, however, witness the assassination.
So he can break the entire time funnel law.
He said once he was at the theater level, when he was shot, he heard the shot followed by a great commotion that arose from the crowd. It was terrible to hear, he says. So nobody could come up with that unless you were there, that it was terrible to hear the president being executed.
You couldn't imagine how terrible that would sound.
But that's the news, G&D style. Huh? We are at 7:42, Demon Hunter, and I say we move on to another G&D exclusive. Ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Legend X.
Dun dun dun.
Oh wait, wrong save.
Hi, this is Matt Milton.
Hold on.
That's the wrong
Legend X. You want to do this, Legend X? You want me to?
You do it.
Legend X, guys, is a G&D exclusive where each week we pick a new legend, a new haunt, a new American story to tell you about. All kinds of creatures, swamp things, headless horsemen, the Pudwudgies, the Mothman, they're out there, folks. And tonight's legend, Demon Hunter, no, you do the intro. You always like to do that little thing you say. These might not be
legend. Right, ladies and gentlemen, right now is the time when Sean and I bring you the stories around the world, or at least in your backyard, because every town has a legend. Mm. And what, Sean?
And I don't know, that's your answer. And every town has a
legend. Every town has a story. Every town has something they want to talk about. And we're here bringing it to you each week on Legend X. And it starts right now. How's that?
This week's legend, guys. The Nawudgie. Huh?
Nawudgie.
Was it Nawudgie?
No, I thought it was N-I-M-E-R-G-I-E-R. Nemeger?
Nemegar.
Nemegar.
What'd I say?
You said Nawudgie.
Oh, sorry, guys. This week, guys, this comes out of a story that I found from a while back. Mummy confirms hidden race of little people in America. Demon Hunter, we've covered several races of little people, but this week is the legend of the...
little people.
Yeah. This week's the legend of the Nemegar.
Nemegar.
N-I-M-E-R-I-G-A-R.
There you go.
It says the Nemegar are a legendary race of little people found in folklore of the Shoshone people of North America's Rocky Mountains. According to the Shoshone tales, the Nemegar were an aggressive people who would shoot poisoned arrows from tiny bows. Nemegar was said to have lived in the Wind River and Pedro Ranges of Wyoming. Although thought to be mythical, the reality of Nemegar tales was called into question in 1932, Demon Hunter, with the discovery of the San Pedro Mountains mummy, a 14-inch tall mummy found in a cave 60 miles south of Casper, Wyoming.
How many inches tall?
14 inches.
That's an awful tiny mummy.
Well, it's about where I'm at. Let's see here.
Sean wishes he was 40.
That's a mighty mummy.
That's what she said.
That's a mighty, mighty mummy. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah, it was 14 inches tall, which was thought to be by some researchers to be that an adult male. The mummy was an adult male. However, a more recent interpretation is that the mummy is a anencephalic infant. Anencephalic infant. Must be from an Indian tribe or something. Drink up, guys. Uncertain whereabouts of the anomaly leave the verdict open. Huh? Nearly every Native American Demon Hunter culture tells of a race of little people, as we have covered on our Legend X series before with the Pudwudgies. Of course, every Native American culture usually tells of a race of little people. Comanche referred to Nunapis, Cherokee to the Wiwi, Yumwi, Y-U-M. W.I. And Hawaii had the Menahun. In October 1932, while digging for gold in San Pedro Mountains, Wyoming, two prospectors, Cecil Main and Frank Carr, blasted their way through some thick rock. When the dust settled, they saw they had opened up a small room. That is where they first saw the mummy of a tiny person. Upon its discovery, it was instantly called a hoax by most scholars. X-rays were performed on the mummy in 1950, and it was discovered that there was a man-like skeleton inside, almost fully formed. And it was not a hoax.
And anencephaly, Sean, is actually a major portion of the brain and skull missing.
Oh. Pedro the mummy was found sitting in an upright position with his arms crossed, covering its crossed legs.
Oh.
Yeah. It says, it's not a hoax.
It's not a hoax? You say it's not.
It says, since some of the mummy appeared to have been preserved in liquid at one time. I don't know. I didn't go. This is a long story. I didn't go on. It's somewhere. You can see it. Maybe it's at the Muggers Museum. Oh, my God. Look at her. Maybe it's at the Mockers Museum. How do you say that? What is that?
I don't know which museum you're talking of, sir.
The Muggers in Philadelphia. The one that has tapeworms and human anomalies.
The Smithsonian.
No, not the Smithsonian.
Oh, I know there's a I know there's a giant tapeworm. The world's largest tapeworm at the Smithsonian.
You ruined it.
Ah, well, you just keep going to Ripley's. And...
Anyway, guys, look out for the Nemigar if you're in the Wyoming deserts and plains. They just might get you.
What would they do to you?
I think they would eat you, but that's it, guys, for the... they could eat you. Well, they'd shoot you with poison darts, and then it didn't say they'd eat you, but probably wouldn't
Temporize
be fun.
You?
Probably wouldn't be fun to be shot by poison darts. Remember the Pudwudgies shot people with poison darts? Remember that?
They did. That's right.
And they lured the Indian nations into the woods by sounding like, you know, naked Native American beautiful women singing. Maybe I made that up. Oh, I don't know.
See, so the entire North American woods are filled with sirens.
Sirens. I like to think that. Yeah. Sure.
Sean's going to spend a lot more time camping.
Demon Hunter, I don't know about you, but things have been getting real hairy lately, so I need another G&D exclusive this week with...
The Zombie Alert System.
Oh, my God. I'm way off. Hold on a second here. Here we go.
Hi, this is Matt Milk from the Zombie Research Society, and here's your weekly update from the G&D Zombie Alert System. Now back to you, Sean and Nate.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt. Ghostman and Demon Hunter Zombie Advisory System, actually. But we should probably come up with the intro for that sooner or later.
We should. It's something we need to do, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Or do our homework.
Because everybody needs it, Sean.
They do?
That's right, folks. Once again, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter dig deep into the CDC and the reports of chemical and biological spills from NOAA and the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as searching through local, national, and international news to find reports that could mean the possibility of a zombie apocalypse upon us.
You're welcome, world.
That's right. It's called the Zombie Alert System. It's brought to you by the Zombie Research Society and Midnight Syndicate. And it starts.
Silence, if you please.
Right now.
Silence, if you please.
No. The CDC reports show that there have only been salmonella infections posted because of a Foster Farm brand of chicken.
Okay.
And an E. coli outbreak from ready-to-eat salads.
Yeah.
Which was mainly in California, with a few cases in Washington and New Mexico.
Oh, my God.
But this is where the news starts getting interesting, Sean.
Okay.
In Australia, a man was said to be head-bunting cars.
Oh!
This report was also, again, from the Huntington Post, but is it a isolated incident involving a mentally and emotionally disturbed man, or signs of something much broader and more sinister?
What a dumbass.
Also, in North California, 27-year-old man had become dizzy and passed out while attempting to clean up a spill of unknown substances.
That's it. Shot him in the head. Shoot him.
Please.
Yes.
But he returned to work later.
As a zombie.
In the news, a discovery of a zombie drug known as bath salts was confiscated by the RCMP Federal Series and the Organized Crime FSOC of Canada, along with a Canadian Border Service agency in Okanagan. Central Okanagan?
Okanagan, eh?
Eh? At the end of October.
Yeah.
As well as a report of a 26-year-old homeless man.
Okay.
Accused of cannibalism.
What?
After killing a 90-year-old man before eating his heart and tongue.
Oh.
On November 15th.
The Batmobile.
Police arrested the man after he allegedly burned down the victim's home.
Oh.
In the village of Nolain,
yeah,
in southern France.
Okay.
And a court reported that Simon Richardson, 35, of Nottingham, England, who bit off an ear of a man in front of two children, has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for causing grievous bodily harm with intent. You think that's funny?
No, I don't control the crowd, dude. Okay.
Yes, actually, you do. With human-on-human biting attacks, oh, cannibalism, bath salts on the border of America, and people passing out from chemicals, we are raising the alert status. Did we raise the alert status?
Actually, let's remember, moments before we went live, guys, we had some updates hit the G&D show desk. We hadn't had time to put them in, so next show we will.
So even if you're watching this and it says that the alert status is at blue, for it is actually yellow for elevated.
Oh, we're going to do that. I thought we hadn't decided to take the people.
I'm raising it, Sean. Yeah, there are people biting ears off, and they're not even boxers.
Okay, well, you heard it here, guys.
That was a a boxing joke.
Danger, Will Robinson.
That's right. So stay away from hungry-looking guys in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
That's about any guy in 20 or 30s.
Swinger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
And keep an eye out for something that could mean a zombie apocalypse is on its way. Same. And if you see it, be sure to let us know here at the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, because we have to keep our listeners informed.
Informed, Demon Hunter. Just like I had to, one job, many jobs, but one of my jobs was to update the Ghostman Demon Hunter Zombie Advisory tonight, guys. And we didn't. So sorry about that. Stay indoors for another week or whatever.
Stay indoors just for 1 week, folks. Maybe two, three.
Maybe 2 weeks.
If the zombies start approaching, run.
Demon Hunter, let's go straight to our next segment because you know things are getting hot and I can't wait to talk about it tonight on Rot Talk.
Rot Talk.
Yes. Each week, guys, we... Go ahead, Demon Hunter.
No, I'm just saying spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert, guys. Each week we talk about one of our favorite shows out there, my favorite show out there, our favorite series, The Walking Dead. And each week we find out and talk about what could be happening and what's going on and what's new with The Walking Dead. Demon Hunter.
That's right, folks. If you are a fan of Walking Dead but aren't up to date on it, this is the time to stick your fingers in your ears and go la 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 until you see the pictures on the screen change, because we're going to be talking about everything we've seen so far.
Woohoo!
And what we think might happen.
What we think might happen. Well, last week, let's start off with this, Demon Hunter. Things are getting good. The governor is back. They reintroduce him as this staggering hobo. His life's been depleted. He's no longer in control of everything. Doesn't care if he lives or dies. Not even carrying his weapon on him. Well, he was, but he didn't use it. Remember, he was just pushing the zombies off like they're no big thing. You don't care anymore.
Yeah,
but
who cares?
Yeah, they're trying to. And I think Robert Kirkman is trying to fool us into accepting the governor. Kind of like thinking he'll be like a Merle.
Yeah, you know, but you gotta... When you've got a villain like that... whether he's going to die off or go into the shadows or come back, you got to raise him to new heights before you bring him down.
That's true. You got to raise him up. But, you know, now, last week, and as we all know the history of the governor, if you guys don't watch The Walking Dead, first off, you're weird. But, yeah, if you don't, the thing about it is the governor was hardcore. And he started out real nice and brought these people in and it looked like Mayberry, right? And then they found out he was a raging psycho. All right, so now he had a daughter. Remember he had the daughter, and Michonne killed his zombie daughter, and he had her and his wife at one point. I think it was the wife, too, locked up, right?
Only the daughter was locked.
Okay, he had the daughter in the closet, locked
up. And he had the heads of all the other walkers and other people he'd killed who weren't walkers.
Yeah, but now he found this little girl that he's been joking with, playing chess with, and uh-oh, here we go. Flashback City. So he's looking at the picture of his daughter that turned into the zombie, and he's looking at the little girl sleeping over there, and you can see, and he sets fire to the old picture. Kind of like, out with the old, let's forget that, in with the new. And then last week, he rips...
putting his old life behind him, Sean.
Yeah, he is. Last week, he ripped... Did you see him rip that zombie's head off with the stick?
Oh, yeah.
He just peeled his skull back. I love it. But he saved the little girl, guys, and that's where we're at this week, and then one of his old... goon squad caught him in this trap, that they had these walkers in this trap that they had set up to catch people or whatever, trespassers. And he said, holy cow. So it's on this week. We're going to see what happens. Surely they'll go back to the prison this week, Demon Hunter. What do you think?
I don't know. I think we're possibly looking at another governor story tonight. I mean, they've got to catch up. They, you know, at least the first 15 minutes or so of the episode, it's going to be the governor.
What makes me sad is I know that it's coming to an end. We will be off. What is it? 6 episodes, 3 months off, then 6 episodes?
Probably, yeah. This is episode 6 tonight, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's 6 episodes or more, because nobody said the finale yet. Nobody said that. So maybe there's like 8 to season. I don't know. This isn't a season anyway. They always split it up because they want to sell more T-shirts and videos and all that, you know?
Well, and I think a few of the shows got away with it because, you know, they took a long time in production. So yeah. Because they took so long in production, they put out 6 episodes and then hoped they'd be done filming by the time those were done. But they weren't. So now they had to stretch it out even further. Shows like Mad Men and Doctor Who and stuff like that have... You know, you got to do a lot of historical research for them. And so now all the shows are trying to get away with it. It doesn't make me happy, Sean. It doesn't make me happy at all.
Yeah, I'm not happy at all either. Demon Hunter, what's going to happen tonight, you think? Your predictions.
I'm seeing that the governor is, like I said, at least the first 15 minutes of the show is back to the governor. Because they can't leave us with the governor down in that pit and his guy up above him with a machine gun and not know what's going to happen. But remember, the governor has given his oath to that little girl now. And I'm almost thinking it's going to start off with the governor, get really deep into the story, and then click over to the prison, and we're going to see what's going on there.
That's it, and I think the governor's going to have to protect these girls one more time, the loyalty there. And sooner or later, he's going to have to kill off that little girl's connection, the mommy and the daughter or whatever.
You think so?
He is.
He's going to have to kill him off, or do you think they're going to get bitten and it's going to be left to him?
I don't think so. I think he's going to have something involvement, and the little girl's going to change. And I believe at some point the little girl will be his undoing or his protege. I don't know.
That's possible. Or we could see that little girl wind up at the prison.
All right. Demon Hunter, the hour is upon us, sir.
No, I wanted to say that I had a feeling that this little girl is going to like wind up at the prison and the governor's going to leave her there so that she's safe and doesn't get et.
Oh, you're doing the Peachy King side of it.
There you go.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break. Up next, we're going to have your guest. Our guest. I guess it's your guest too, G&D Nation, since we share this show. Mortuary Timmy. It's going to be a new G&D exclusive. He'll be coming on from time to time. He's going to show us behind the scenes of an American working funeral parlor. He's going to tell us the inside scoop, guys, and what goes on behind the doors of America's funeral homes tonight on your G&D show. Right, Demon Hunter?
Sounds good to me.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Tonight's band, Circus of Dead Squirrels. Hold on to your hats, great band. We'll be right back. I think we will as soon as we can cue up the music here, Demon Hunter. Here we go, guys. Circus of Dead Squirrels.
Professional. That's.
Hey, this is Doug Jones, the Silver Surfer from Fantastic Four, Abe Sapien from the Hellboy movies, Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus, the Fawn from Pan's Labyrinth, and more that I don't want to talk about. But right now, you are listening to the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is the one, the only Mystifying Oracle Radio, your Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. It appears, guys, that our guest, that we have worked hard on the picture show for you tonight, the graphics and everything. This is the business. For whatever reason, our guest could not be here. We couldn't get a hold of him. Unfortunately,
maybe he had emergency embalming.
Yeah, you know what? Fortunately for us, the G&D show is more about us than the guests. So, you know, we really don't need a guest. So thanks, but no thanks. We appreciate it. I'm sure he has his reasons.
Our guest tonight, Sean Burris of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Hey!
Sean, how are you doing today?
Well, I feel good. I feel really good. I've seen I wish I knew Beetlejuice's thing. I've seen The Exorcist about 70 times. It keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. You know, I heard they're redoing Beetlejuice.
I heard a rumor of that too.
I did. I heard they're redoing. Don't ask me how you're going to redo a classic. It's Tim Burton. I don't know. I've never seen
it. It doesn't seem old enough for them to redo.
It doesn't. What are we talking? 90s? 91? Beetlejuice?
Yeah. I mean, it was an early Tim Burton, but it's still like, you know, it's something you still turn on the TV and it plays every Halloween.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But then again, so is The Exorcist and how many times, and The Omen, and how many times have they remade those? It's
right. That's true. Hey, guys, don't get used to the, like I said before, that we were going to have a new segment on our show, a new edition from time to time. Don't get used to the things like that when I say them, because it only takes one mess up for us, and, you know, usually you get cut. So this is radio. We're trying to be professional here, and, you know, we have too much going on to slate somebody and then not show up.
Law and order all the time.
Law and order all the time.
What? Why haven't we gotten the guy from who time traveled back to Lincoln on our show?
I don't know. I think I need a value. I am so angry right now. But this this is mad as the Ghost Man gets. Who cares? We don't need him. Demon Hunter, this is the Thanksgiving G&D show.
That's true.
And I give thanks, brother, for the G&D Nation. And I want to say I give thanks for you. 7 years we've been in the business now. We've been roasting it out here on the airwaves almost every Sunday night. Guys, you got to cut us some slack here. We're an independent radio show. We're not going to make it every Sunday. But for the G&D Nation, guys, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. Love you, Demon Hunter. And what a wild ride, man, from Extreme Paranormal.
You know, Sean, as long as we've got a little free time here tonight.
And it's a good thing we did. It worked out.
Yeah. But, you know, I've noticed we have thousands of people who download our shows every week.
We do, yes.
We have those hardcore people who have either met us or talked to us online or, you know, follow us and stuff like that. And they're in contact with us all the time. But these thousands of listeners, we don't hear from them that often.
We don't. No, we ask them.
So if you're home listening to this on your iPod right now... Well, whenever you listen to this, that would be right now for you. You know, get in touch with us. Tell us some stuff about yourself. Let us know who you are and why you listen and what you want to see on the show. But I have a question for all of you.
What's that?
Because I'm driving home tonight, Sean.
Yes.
From work, you know. And you know I drive past the movie theater all the time.
Okay.
And the parking lot is overflowing.
Overflowing, you say?
Overflowing, and crawling in and out of these cars are dozens of little hairy monsters like the Nimrag or whatever that we were talking about tonight.
Nimagar.
Yes, the little hairy monsters, you know, preteens pretty much.
Goofy.
crawling in and out of the cars to go see the movie Catching Fire.
Mm-hmm.
What is up? Have you read or seen any of these movies?
No, but the Stacy went nuts over it. Of course, Stacy being my recent wife, the one I recently married, she's big on that. I remember the first one, The Hunger Games, seems to be a big thing. It's the new Twilight fad, dude. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Now, see, I went to see Thor the other day.
Now, I heard that was good. I got bad reviews. I read on RottenTomatoes.com. RottenTomato.com. But
I enjoyed
it. It was good, I heard.
And it was not. And you know what the funny thing is? You know when you and I go to a movie and we've got our wives in tow, and it's a movie you and I want to see, they walk out going, oh, it was all fighting and chases and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, or
and,
Ghost.
And we go to see one of their movies, it was all romance and blah and this and that. And, you know, what was wrong with that guy anyway? Why didn't he just dump her in the first place?
Or she's still trying to get me to go see that. What's the one with the chatting taint or whatever dances around and gets naked and says, I don't want to see this. You know what I mean?
But Chrissy went to see this with me. And we both walked out happy.
Really? Thor?
We both walked out happy because there's a little bit of a love story to it. You know, there's the whole Thor and whatever the human's name is. And there's the love story there. And there's also the family aspect of for the first time, he's arguing with Odin over, you know, his brother and all this stuff. And there's the whole brother Thor and Loki aspect to it. And there was a lot of really cool stuff involved with these people who, you know, you want to get to know them, not just watch them beat each other up. You want to get to know the characters.
Right, yeah.
And then they beat each other up, which is great. I love that.
That's what we do.
But, you know, also because it did a cool thing for me, the leader of the Dark Elves in the movie was actually played by Christopher Eccleston, who used to play Doctor Who. So, you know, there was that for me.
That's
but,
why.
But I thought that this was an awesome, awesome movie. Okay. Not the best Marvel movie ever made. Let's face it, Iron Man 1 was the best ever made. Maybe Avengers coming in there pretty... Yeah, Avengers was probably better than Iron Man 1.
Right.
So Avengers and Iron Man 1, and then Thor 2, some people will argue that with me and say Captain America was better, but...
not me.
No? You weren't a Captain America fan?
No, I didn't like Captain America that much. Of course I did. I mean, it's Marvel, it's a superhero, but I'm not going to match it up to Thor or Iron Man, no.
You know, Chrissy liked Captain America because I think she just liked seeing the guy in the tight suit.
But, right, tight suit and everything, but I don't,
But I did see that they do have a new Captain America coming out.
It is coming out. Now, to switch gears, since we're talking about movies, since you took us down this theatrical path, if you will.
Okay. Well, I'm saying it because, you know, the holidays are coming up, and a lot of people spend their holidays going to the movies. So yes. I think we owe it to our listeners to talk about this and to find out why the hell they're all watching Hunger Games.
I don't know. Why the hell are you guys watching Hunger Games? I understand. Watch porn. It's free. It's...
The comments of Sean Burns do not represent those of or their affiliates.
Make sure you can watch it, you know, family's over from out of town. Hey, I was going to tell you, this is something very exciting I heard. Do you remember, of course you remember, Monty Python?
Of course I remember Monty Python. I love Monty Python.
Me too. The comedy acts of Monty Python. Of course, the Holy Grail is amazing. The Quest for the Holy Grail. And do you remember Broken Lizard? The comedy acts of Broken Lizard, Super Troopers, stuff like that.
Super Troopers, it does ring a bell.
They did a bunch of, they did a couple other stuff too. Wasn't as popular as Super Troopers. Anyway, it's a comedy act, much like that of, or they've been referred to as the second coming of Monty Python, which that's real hard to say, but the guys are fun.
I don't see that, but okay.
There's some rumors going around, Demon Hunter and G&D Nation, get ready, that Monty Python... Or at least, what, the three survivors or whatever it was, too. The guys that are still alive from Monty Python. I think all of them, except for one, will be directing a new series of the remakes of Monty Python's. Like the circus, I forget all the names. Flying Circus, the Quest for the Holy Grail. They will be doing this, and Broken Lizard comedy acts will be the guys, to the performers, the actors, the talent.
No. See, I'm against this.
Well, it's coming back. You know, instead of having Monty Python die, you know, the whole thing, the kids need to... It is not going to be the original. For us old-timers, it's not going to be that good. But for the new kids, it's going to breathe life into it for them. It will. It will. But I've heard about that. I knew you were going to be excited. I was going to talk to you last week about it.
You were going to talk to me about it.
I was going to talk to you, and I didn't get to. But that's what's going on, guys. Monty Python back from the dead, if you will. There's some
it's Graham Chapman who's dead, right?
I think so.
I think so. Could be wrong.
I don't know. Are you suggesting...
Yeah, Graham's the one who died.
Are you suggesting a coconut can migrate? Of course not.
You have to know these things when you're king.
Monty Python, guys. Humor.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? I have some bad movie news for you, Sean.
What's that? Hit me with it. Quick, though.
You were a fan of Zombieland.
I was.
And you obviously heard that they were going to be making the sequel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They will not be making the sequel of Zombieland.
Why? What happened?
Apparently, I don't know what's involved with it, but the original cast is not coming back to do it. But they will be making a series based on Zombieland.
I thought that was already attempted. I thought they tried that and it flopped.
Well, they're going to be making it, and it's going to be available on Amazon Prime. So if you are an Amazon Prime member, you will be able to watch the series on Amazon Prime. I think it's Amazon's way of trying to like get into that private market of shows the way that Netflix has. They have a bunch of shows that you can only watch on Netflix now.
Gotcha.
So they're going to try and take the popularity of Zombieland, make a series out of it, and of course Woody Harrelson will not be in it, and the original cast not there, but it is going to be available on Amazon Prime.
Okay, sounds good. Demon Hunter, in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit, I thought that I started looking up some, in the spirit of our show, some ghost stories told by people from Thanksgiving.
Where is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
And how did they get there?
Yeah, what you know, the story of Thanksgiving. Huh? The story of Thanksgiving was kind of horrific. I mean, people were dying. There was death around, starvation, and, you know, the Indians came in. A lot of people don't know the inside story. Of course, I do, because I'm a scholar. But I got this ghost story, Demon Hunter. Thanksgiving Day Ghost is what it's titled.
Okay.
And it's random. It was just something that I pulled up. It says, a few years ago, I was at my parents' home for a family dinner on Thanksgiving Day. This is the house I grew up in and have never experienced anything paranormal. What happened to me this day was very surprising, Demon Hunter, and still bothers me to this day. It says, I spent the early part of the day helping my mother in the kitchen preparing dinner. We were laughing and talking and looking forward to sitting down to eat with the whole family. While making pumpkin pies, my mother needed a break from the heat of the kitchen and went into the living room to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah, you watch that. Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
That's tradition. I stayed in the kitchen and continued to work, she says. While making the pies, I needed to go to the pantry to get some ingredients. The pantry is located down a short hallway connecting the kitchen with the back of the house. I grabbed the items I needed and headed back to the kitchen. I was almost back to the kitchen when I remembered that I forgot to grab something and quickly pivoted around to head back to the pantry. To my shock, there was a man standing near the area I just was. It must have been 2 to 3 seconds, even though it felt like forever, and then he was gone. I've never seen this man before, but I can remember he was wearing overalls and a hat. The most disturbing thing for me was it seemed as though he reacted to me. It was like he was either shocked that I saw him or he was shocked to see me. After seeing this man, I decided not to tell my mom or my dad. It wasn't until months later, I finally felt comfortable enough to tell my mom about it. She was interested, but said she never had anything unusual happen to her in 35 years she lived in the house. I know what I saw. I know he was there. My question is why? Who is he? Where did he come from? In my 28 years of living and now visiting my childhood home, I have so many great memories, but the 2 to 3 seconds on that Thanksgiving day was burned in my memory forever. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe the Thanksgiving Day, you know, it's always around the holidays, you know, because usually holidays are so hectic. I don't know where they get the jolly holly and everybody's together. Usually it's so crazy, nobody gets to enjoy anybody until after when you're like, oh, well, that was kind of fun, I guess, when you get to breathe. But maybe it's the energy level What do you think? It's so high, the love, the joy that attracts these lost souls, these wonders.
The love, the joy. What family do you hang out with on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've seen it in the movies.
The stress, the arguments, yeah. The, you know, this is what Thanksgiving is all about.
Yeah, exactly right. But I don't know. Yeah, you got a lot of great Thanksgiving stories, and maybe even the dead come back around Christmas and Thanksgiving just to get a piece of that, that love. Huh?
You know what I want to know, Sean, is these people see these things, and okay, this one happened on Thanksgiving, and she didn't recognize the person. Maybe she knew him, maybe she didn't. But you and I have been hunting down ghosts for, 40 years between us.
Majority of her life, yeah.
Yeah, it's, and we go out and we hunt these things down.
We do.
And all these people have, they say their family members come and meet them and they see them and blah, blah, blah. But you and I have been looking for this stuff forever. And we see this stuff. We believe it's out there. We can't explain it, but we've seen this weird stuff happen. We've seen things we can't explain. It's not like we're dead to the world. We're not going out there saying we're unbelievers or non-believers or whatever you want to say. But have you ever been visited by someone you knew?
I have not. In all my years of researching, I've never seen someone I knew.
Me either.
Well, there you go. Now we're confused as ever. We both agree on something. That's a first.
That's the first time we've ever agreed on anything. Folks, happy Thanksgiving, a gift from us to you. It won't happen for Christmas, that's for sure.
But you know what? I think in retrospect and in review of this year so far, we've made it to Thanksgiving. This was our first year back after a very long year break. And it's been a stellar year. And, you know, I got to be thankful for all the great guests we've had on. I mean, Don Wildman.
Oh, what a great guy, too. And you know what? We got to contact him sometime because he said he'd come back on.
Yeah, from Mysteries of the Museum. Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead, man.
But he's busy right now, but maybe we could get him back.
Yeah, we'll work on Mikey getting him back on. But he came on, what, the week before he was killed off the show and his video game was released, the Monday after he was on our show.
Yep, and we sat there and said, so, Mike, tell us about how your character gets killed on the show tonight. And he went... zipped right up.
Yeah,
didn't say a word.
You almost cracked the shell of The Walking Dead. He almost said something. I could feel it. But we're the only show I know of that caught him in the middle of kata. He was doing his ancient karate kata. He was like, "What's up, guys?" He's breathing heavy and everything. So, and of course, Friedman, man, nuclear physicist Stanton Friedman, world-known people on this show, man. We've got a long history. Elvira. Sammy Terry, that's rest in peace, Bob Carter. He's gone now, of course. But we've had some amazing guests on here, and I'm thankful for each one of them. And I'm thankful for the G&D Nation, and I'm thankful for the show, Demon Hunter. We came from the ground up, brother, out of the shadows, and we take America with us every Sunday back in the shadows.
Out of the shadows and into your living rooms.
Yeah, and then back to the shadows.
We try and keep Sean from getting naked.
Naked, which hasn't worked thus far. But here's hoping to another 7 years, no matter where it takes us. We always got something in the works, man. And
do you know what? We do, Sean. And, I mean, next week, I don't know about you. Next week's going to be hectic.
Yeah, it will be hectic. It will
I
be.
I mean, whether or not G&D show, what do you think?
You know, I don't know. I think if we talk about it later and we announce it right now, I think it's going to be so hectic, guys. We probably won't be. They won't be in here anyway because they'll be with their families running around most likely. But we'll talk about it, guys. And definitely, if we're not on next Sunday, the following week, we'll be back on schedule. No problems whatsoever. You know what we need? If anybody out there works very, very cheap, I mean very cheap, almost off smiles pretty much, and wants to join the G&D board here, the G&D production, you want to call us, it'd be great to have some help setting up the guest and calling him because we got so many appointments between me and Ghostman, or me and Demon Hunter. And calling these people and talking to agents, and I mean, it's a full-time job. You know what I mean, Demon Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
We got to get some staff.
I want to send some shout-outs there to some of the guests we've had this year that I really enjoyed, too, like our buddy Patrick Doyle.
Over in China. He's coming back from China right now as we speak.
Coming back from China. Butch Patrick.
The Monsters, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, buddy.
Doug Jones.
Hellboy.
Max Brooks.
Absolutely. The author of the New York's best-selling World War Z.
You know, our dear friend Kalila.
Kalila Smith, absolutely.
And we had Andrea Perrin.
Yeah, from The Conjuring.
On, and I mean, just it's just like you said, what a stellar year. The stuff that's just kind of like we've been very lucky with it, folks, because our name pulled enough weight to call these people up and say, you know, would you like to be on the show? And they said yes, because we, like Sean said, we just didn't have the time to really hunt down everything that we were trying to do. So
our Hollywood connections.
Hey, think about it. Next year, Sean, you might be able to build your own little American Scream thanks to Victor coming on the show.
You never know, man. He had Victor from the American Scream, the Chiller Network, Scary Good, hit documentary. That was amazing. That was week before last we had Victor on.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still going through the post-Halloween traumatic experience or whatever, withdrawals.
And Aaron Ryder from Destination Truth. And
we do have to get Aaron back on. She said she wanted to come back on. She actually...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole Bigfoot conspiracy thing that we did with the blimps. And my God, what a year.
We're giving
you gold here. Go back and listen.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times, Demon Hunter, we're sitting there talking amongst ourselves, and we don't get a lot of feedback from the G&D Nation from time to time. Sometimes they fall silent for whatever reason. You guys are out there doing whatever. But I know they love us, and we love you guys. And, you know, they're all over the place, Demon Hunter. And I think if we went away, we would hear an out. Remember, we went away for a year. We heard it. So
Yep, we did. And hopefully this year, you know, Sean's got a new wife, and I've got a new wife, and we've got a whole bunch of things planned to do this year. But hopefully we'll get out there and get to see some folks at some of these events and stuff that we love to do. And get to do some more this year. And this isn't our end of the year show, folks. Don't worry. We're not being nostalgic because we're ending or anything for the year. We're just
being thankful.
Thankful. We're thankful. And it's Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for all of you. And I think on that, Sean, the fact that we're thankful for our listeners, I think we should call it a night and go watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, go watch The Walking Dead, guys. One thing's for certain, though, Demon Hunter. G&D Nation, stick around, because wherever the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is, it's going to be one hell of a ride.
That's right.
Let's close it out, Demon Hunter.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Special thanks tonight, to the Walking Dead.
to the Walking Dead for letting us talk about them.
Yeah, let us talk about it. To the Circus of Dead Squirrels, guys. Find out more about them at circusofdeadsquirrels.com. Midnight Syndicate, thanks for all the tunes. Creations by Souls Denounce, guys. Photography, graphic arts, web consultation. Check it out, soulsdenounce.com. Hey, from the haunted backroads of America, this has been another exclusive G&D show. Don't go changing America. You know we won't, Demon Hunter.
Because we love you.
Night, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.